Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says they first received word of a threat Thursday morning to a business near Prospector Square. Although it was not the only business to receive the threat, Chief Carpenter said that so far all the claims have been unsubstantiated.
It appears to be a hoax. You know, at about 11:18, we were notified of a bomb threat that was made via email to a business located in the Bonanza Drive near Kearns Boulevard. And so, of course, we investigated. We also secured the school district to ensure that Kearns campus was secure, include the post office and several other areas. As we got looking into it, Wasatch County contacted us and told us they received similar email. Following that, when we contacted the bomb squad out of Unified, and we were told that there were several in Salt Lake County as well.
Chief Carpenter said that the email sent asked for a ransom to be delivered in the form of cryptocurrency.
Essentially, they were asking for $20,000 in Bitcoin. When we compared the emails from other jurisdictions, we found that the email was very similar. We had some in California, we had some in Wasatch County, and Salt Lake City as well, so it's not isolated to Park City.
Chief Carpenter reported that the Park City Police Department very thoroughly checked the threatened area as well as other public gathering areas.
We obviously have checked all the areas that were of concern, all the public buildings, the MARSAC, of course, the business that received the threat originally. So we have no concern that this is actually a legitimate threat.
The Park City Police sent out a reverse 911 alert asking businesses that receive a threat to contact the police. They also ask that the threatened businesses do not forward the email to the police.
Notify the businesses to retain that information and not send that forward to us because it will damage the evidence. Once we determine which businesses have received that information, we'll go ahead and obtain that information from them. Certainly, if they see anything that is suspicious or they receive additional emails, please contact us and we will take it very seriously. Of course, we searched all those areas, and really what we're looking for is anything out of the normal, that any type of package or anything that normally would not be present in their business or location.
That's Park City Chief of Police Wade Carpenter. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.